Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, high school football season, Diesel, is almost in the rearview mirror. Unfortunately, it goes by way too fast. But a big, big weekend last Friday night in week 9 of the high school football season with several teams, winning and punching their ticket to getting a home playoff game or even a bye, and some losing and now having to play the first round of the playoffs. So, just so you know, if you're out there and not sure how the playoffs work, Diesel, in Division 1 and Division 2 and 5A, both divisions have the seeding, right? So you've got Division 1, Division 2, the seeding's completely different. It's completely different teams in both divisions, right? You have the teams in Division 1, teams in Division 2. However, the top 4 seeds of each division get a bye. So if you finish top 4 in Division 1, you get a bye. If you finish top 4 in Division 2, you get a bye. 5 through 7 get a home game, and then the rest are on the road. Make sense?
No.
Well, that's high school league for you. A couple of texts already about the high school football season, or week 9 rather, but basically 5A is split into 2 divisions. You don't have all the teams compiled into one division like you do for 4A or 3A. And in those 2 divisions, you'll have teams from different regions across the upstate, across the state rather. And if you finish in the upstate, Diesel is a top 4, you'll get a bye. Speaking of that, Burns with a 49-7 win Friday over Spartanburg, 42-7 rather. Burns with a big win over Spartanburg has now catapulted themselves as the 4 seed. So Burns is looking like, if things pan out, if they win Friday, it looks as if Burns will get a bye in the very first round of the playoffs, compared to a team like Gaffney who lost Friday and now fell in the seeding.
So you start playing playoff games against teams inside your division.
Correct.
Like
correct.
Region 2
there will be,
only plays Region 2.
Or Division 2. Division 2.
Will,
yeah. So you got Division 1, Division 2. Those teams will never play against each other. There will be a Division 1 state champion and a Division 2 state champion.
Okay.
So 5A Diesel will have, and for those out there that don't know, 5A this year will have 2 state champions, Division 1 and Division 2. They will never play each other. It's completely separate. So like Burns is Division 1, Gaffney's Division 2. They will never play each other in the postseason this year because they're in completely different divisions. I think it's because of the number of teams they have having to split it up. Texter RJ says, how about those Dorman Cavaliers? A big win for Dorman Friday. Obviously, a big one this Friday trying to secure that region championship because you don't want to lose against Eastside because Gaffney could catapult themselves into the region championship or the catapult themselves as region champions. But Dorman with a big win over Gaffney Friday. Diesel, probably the biggest game of the week. We talked about it on Friday. Dorman 20, Gaffney 0. Dorman, one of the better teams in the state, and they will finish either 1 or 2 in 5A. Now, the caveat is there's still Friday night to be played. Friday is the last regular season week of the high school football season. So like a lot of these teams, Diesel know-ish who they'll play, and I say ish, I-S-H. They'll either play one team or the other depending on who loses Friday. Like, for example, if Dutch Fork loses to Irmo Friday, Dorman will be the one. If Dutch Fork wins, Dutch Fork will be the one, Dorman will be the two. A lot of math to be had there.
I feel like I need a trigonometry degree to figure out what's going on with these playoffs. It is a little bit convoluted,
Cole. It is a little bit, but the good news is once Friday night, this Friday, once Friday is done with, we will have all of the playoffs set in stone. So right now, every year when we get to the final week, there's a lot of like prognostication going on, right? Mm. What if this happens? What if that happens? Well, as of Friday, when all the games conclude, when all the games come to an end, we'll know. We'll have all of the playoffs, 1A through 5A. Texter asked from the 803, will Gaffney get a bye, Cole? Gaffney will not, I don't believe, because of their loss to Dorman. I believe in Division II, Gaffney will now fall to the 5 seed, which only the top 4 get a bye, but Gaffney will get a home playoff game. They just won't get a bye.
So how did you and Alex each do in your picks this week? Did Alex make up any ground on you?
No, he didn't. He didn't. I'm not trying to be the bragging type. Let me see here. I've got the folder here for you. I think I missed 3. I'm pulling it up right now. So let's see.
That's pretty good. What did you pick on Friday? Like 30 games?
Yeah, close
something
to
like that.
It. All right, I've got it pulled up now. Week 9, I went 22-3. Ooh. Alex went 20-5. So
I got two losing on ground on you.
Yep, he's losing ground.
Gosh.
So I'm
Alex.
I'm 203-51 on the season. Alex is 199-55, which is still good. But I was so close to 80%, and I've got 1 week, Diesel. My goal this week is to try to finish the regular season at 80%. I'm at 79.92% right now. Mm. So I went, listen to this, though. I went 22-3 last week. In order for me somehow to some way to get to 80%, I'm going to have another week, I believe, this Friday of close to, 22-3, somewhere around in there.
Well, Hurricane Jeff says, where does Boiling Springs sit in all of this mess? I know you were obviously covering the Burns game as they put a whooping on Spartanburg.
Boiling Springs, Diesel, because of their loss to Riverside, they're probably not getting a home playoff game. They'll be in the playoffs still, Hurricane Jeff. They just won't get a home playoff game. They were up, Hurricane Jeff, 20-7 over Riverside with like 3.5 to play Friday. Riverside, congrats to them, man. Shout out to those guys. They came back and beat them. And Riverside, Gideon Marab had over 400 yards of total offense on Friday. So shout out to Riverside. But Boiling Springs, that definitely hurt them. And now they will not get a home playoff game. Keith Moore on Facebook on the stream. Diesel says, Dutch Fork, Irmo, biggest game of the year. Keith's right. This Friday, Dutch Fork, Irmo, it's at Irmo, it's for the region championship. That will impact where teams here in the upstate finish in terms of seeding. Real quick, let's go to Rick and Greer on the phone lines, 844-326-3663. What's up, Rick?
I'm trying to figure out, please help me, you and Diesel, I'm trying to figure out who to root for. My high school team is Greer. They're awful. I like the Panthers. They're awful. Clemson, they're awful. The Braves, they're awful. Who do I root for? Please tell me.
Kansas City, I guess.
It's a tough time. Yeah, you just be a Dodgers fan for the day.
Chiefs, Dodgers, and Bama.
I'm not a Dodgers fan, and I'm not a Kansas City fan. I like rooting for teams around here. Who do I root for?
Well,
Presbyterian?
Presbyterian, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what their mascot is, Rick?
Blue Hose.
You could be a Blue Hose.
Nah, I don't want to wear no hose. I've worn them before.
I guess Georgia? You got to be a Georgia fan?
Yeah.
I don't like Georgia, but...
Well, you asked the question, Rick. I mean, you're the one who came to us for answers.
The bottom line is the teams around here
we're
just...
We're giving you answers, and you say no to every one of those options.
You know, I casually went to the ball game this past Sunday. That was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. The Red Rifle... They put him up on the wall somewhere, okay?
Hey, Rick, where were you on Wednesday? You said you were going to come see us at the Ingles Aaron Greer, and you didn't show.
Actually, I was working, but I'm sorry I didn't get to come. But where are you this Wednesday?
Nowhere. Right here.
Not this Wednesday. Next Wednesday. For those of you who want to know,
you're the worst, Rick. You're not. I mean, you tell us one thing, man, and you don't show. I was disappointed.
Yeah, he stayed for another 30 minutes waiting for you, Rick. We're going to be at the 8650 Asheville Highway in Boiling Springs.
Yeah, that's right.
On the 5th.
You got me in trouble the other day. I did not say what you said I said.
I know. We figured it out, but it sounded a lot. In that moment, Rick, we had to use overabundance of caution.
I would never cuss on the radio.
It was so close, though.
Would make me cuss, but who does Dewey pull for?
You're telling me that the proprietor of the cockroach races and a ice cream shop slash male strip club training grounds would never put us in that position, Rick?
Never would.
Okay.
And you hadn't mentioned my new thing. I'm between Woodruff Road and Lawrence Road. I have a little hot dog place I open up 2 days a week.
Oh, 2 days a week. And every other
are you down there
leap
at
year.
The Red Roof Inn on Lawrence and 85?
I'm pretty close. Get your room and walk up.
Thanks, Rick.
Oh, my God.
2 days a week. He's going to make a killing doing that, man. Make a killing.
When we come back, Cole, it is time to hear from some of the biggest names in sports. We have audio coming up next from Brian Kelly, from Diego Pavia, from Steve Sarkisian, Aaron Rodgers, and what the heck was Terry Bradshaw talking about it? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.